Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I am not okay. I'm not. I have been struggling for months. I've been lying to myself, thinking that maybe it'll just go away. But you know what? I'm okay with it, because it's okay to not be okay. I mean, I took on a car payment. I decided to create a podcast. I do news segments every week on the news. I want my radio show to be the best that it possibly can be. I'm buying a house, and then my brother-in-law passed away. So I think it's obvious to see from an outsider's perspective why I feel this way. But when you're living it, sometimes it's really hard to see all of those things align. For months, I have had this stress on me, and I don't know why. I put it there. I put all this stress on me because I guess turning 29, staring down the barrel of 30, realizing that I'm entering an entire new decade of new possibilities, a new chapter of my life, I wanted to make sure that I closed out my 20s in the best way possible. So I bought a car, took on a car payment that I've never had. I decided that I was going to create a podcast, and I wanted my podcast to be great because, well, obviously, you put something out into the universe, you want it to be good. I wanted to please my boss with the work that I was doing. I wanted to please my coworkers in the fact that if they needed something, I was there. I'm also on the news on Wednesdays, so I wanted to make sure that what I do on the television is good, but I also want to make sure that my radio show isn't affected and that I'm doing great radio. And then on top of all of that, I also decided, hey, I want to buy a house. So I took that stress on myself. And the day that I found out my offer was accepted on the house is the day that my brother-in-law died. This monumental life decision that I made, I was so excited about. And an hour later, my world came crashing down because one of the nicest, most passionate people in my life was gone. So on top of all of this stress that I've placed myself on, and this roller coaster of emotions that I just went through, you then dump an entire buttload of sadness, and you have my life for the past few months. And the thing about me is, I don't share my personal life often. But with the podcast, and with it being the diary of an overly optimistic millennial, the whole purpose of this podcast is to be honest and open. And I gotta be honest with you, it feels amazing, because I've realized that I'm not okay. Right? I need to check in with myself. I need to look at myself and go, why am I feeling this way? Why am I lashing out at my loved ones? Why am I feeling like I'm just coasting? When in reality, taking a step back and looking at everything I have accomplished in my career, in my life, in my 29 years of living on this earth is really freaking impressive. And I feel so weird saying that, but it's true. I'm reminded of it daily, that what I do matters. Because I wrote a blog post for our website, mix1051.com, and the title of that blog post was It's Okay Not to Be Okay, where I outline everything that I have been feeling for the past few months. And I went back and forth on whether I was going to hit publish or not. I thought, no, I'm just going to save it. And then I thought, no, I'm going to share it, because what if it helps somebody? But then there's the fear of somebody reading it and thinking I'm a flight risk. But then what if there is somebody that needs to see this, and what if it's going to help them? So I posted it. Within an hour, the amount of comments and the overwhelming support that I had for being honest about what was going on in my life was something like I've never felt. People sought out my email address to send me an email thanking me for that blog post. People called me at the radio station just to say thank you and to share their stories. It's been an overwhelming 24 hours, but it's really allowed me to check in with myself and center those feelings and realize that I'm not okay, but it's okay because I've acknowledged it, which is the first step of healing. So I don't know how I'm gonna feel in a week or in a month or in a year. I hope it's better. I really do, because this is exhausting. But I can tell you, I feel better knowing that I've put this out. I feel better knowing that someone's going to listen to this and think to themselves, God, I haven't checked in with myself in a very long time. And I think it's time you do it.